Katie Kernan was at home in 2011 when the 5.6 magnitude earthquake struck. It was the biggest ever recorded in Oklahoma. Speaking by Skype, Kernan says the earthquake certainly caught her attention.
Shook my house pretty strongly. I was actually mildly scared. You could look up and see the top of the roof shaking.
Now a geophysics professor at Cornell University, Kernan led a study to examine the huge expanding swarm of quakes in Oklahoma.
And we decided that trying to answer why one earthquake happened was insufficient when you looked at the broader area and there were, you know, far more earthquakes. And so we wanted to figure out what the root cause was, you know, what was actually causing the entire part of central Oklahoma to light up.
She suspected that gas and oil wells had something to do with it. Oklahoma has some 4,400 underground disposal wells where wastewater is injected deep back in the earth after drilling. Her team calculated how easily the fluid moved through the rocks and charted the rise in water pressure at 89 well sites.
Once we had the earthquake locations and the fluid pressure increases in space and time, we were able to correlate those two together and figure out how much fluid pressure went up at each earthquake location from those wells. And what we were able to find was that the fluid pressure at the earthquakes went up enough to trigger the earthquakes in basically each case.
Kernan hopes the study results reported in the journal Science can help the oil and gas industry as it considers how to better manage and treat wastewater to mitigate any impact.
So I think industry can learn, you know, basically, what are the largest risks? What are the risk factors for wells for triggering earthquakes? And then design the wells to keep those subsurface pressures lower to lower that risk of potentially triggering a quake.
The study also highlights the value of monitoring water pressure and seismic activity at injection wells, especially those near major faults. The oil and gas industry takes the issue very seriously. And when we look at Kernan's findings, says Sean Bennett, a spokesman for the Independent Petroleum Association of America, which represents oil and natural gas producers. He says the industry is actively engaged in studying the problem.
Currently, there are regulators from several states, including Ohio, where I'm from, who have formed the state-induced seismicity work group in order to address this extremely rare occurrence. The oil and gas industry always looks forward to working with them to ensure that the safe production of our oil and gas resources are done in a proper manner.
Bennett says mechanisms are in place to mitigate earthquake risk at disposal well sites. He says it's a matter of finding out which approaches work best and then implementing them in a responsible manner. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.